Moms, welcome back to my channel. So today I am going to make some barbecue pulled pork in my pressure cooker XL. It is called the Power Pressure Cooker XL. And I am going to put my bug roast inside of the pressure cooker and cook it for at least about an hour so I have dinner ready really, really fast. So this is like another slow cooker meal or a pressure cooker meal, whatever you want to do, but simple, very affordable. And I'm going to show you some of the products that I use to create this recipe. So I have a pork butt right here. This is a pork butt. You can also use pork shoulder. I use pork butt, but it's either one would be good for this recipe because it has some fat on it and will create a broth. Okay, I'm going to use some onion. This is two small onions sliced up. I have two jalapenos right here and three cloves of minced garlic. I also have some frozen bell pepper. And to season the pork roast or the pork butt, I'm going to use pepper, Lawry's garlic salt seasoning salt, Badia's complete seasoning, cayenne pepper, mustard powder, ground cumin, and celery salt. And for the barbecue sauce, I'm going to use the rest of my Sweet Baby Ray's. It's whatever barbecue sauce you prefer, but I'm going to use the rest of my Sweet Baby Ray's. And I'm also going to use this Kraft spicy honey barbecue sauce. So if you want to see how I create this wonderful, delicious recipe in my brand new Power Pressure Cooker XL, then please stay tuned. Okay guys, so now we're going to season the meat. So first I'm going to go ahead and start off with some seasoned salt. Garlic salt. The Badia complete seasoning. Some mustard powder. Some ground cumin. Some celery salt. Some cayenne pepper. And some black pepper. So I'm gonna go ahead and flip it on the other side, season the other side, and then we're gonna show you how we seared the meat. I also forgot, I'm gonna also add some brown sugar. Since this is gonna be a barbecue pulled pork, you want a little bit of sweetness, and usually when I barbecue, I add brown sugar and mustard to my barbecue sauce. So I'm just gonna add the brown sugar to my meat. Okay, we're just gonna pat that in there. Okay, so let me wash my hands so I can turn off the camera. Okay, so now we're going to sear the meat inside of the pressure cooker. Mm. And then once that side's seared, I'm going to turn it over on the other side. Okay guys, so we are searing the pork roast. So now I'm gonna take it out. I don't know why the camera is kind of blurry. Let me see. So we're gonna go ahead and take that out. Okay, so now we're gonna add the onions. Onions. This is two small onions sliced. The rest of my frozen bell pepper. My jalapeno and 3 cloves of minced garlic, fresh garlic. And I'm going to put the butt roast back inside of the pressure cooker. And then this is 2 cups of chicken stock. You can use beef stock. I probably use just 1 cup, not 2. Let me see how I want it, because I don't want it too liquidy, especially if I'm going to add the barbecue sauce. So this is about 1.5 cups. So now I'm going to apply the lid to the pressure cooker. And the pressure cooker, I press the chicken and meat button, and then I press the cook time selector for about 1 hour. And that's with the searing and everything. So now it looks like it's at 49 minutes. And we're gonna go ahead and let that cook, and I will be right back. Okay guys, so this is how the pork butt roast look right now. So I'm going to take it out. I'm going to shred it. I'm going to reserve the broth. And then I'm going to put my barbecue sauce on the meat. So I will show you that in a second. Okay guys, so I shredded all of the pork. So now I'm going to add my barbecue sauce. And I'm going to use the rest of this, my sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. And then after I put in the barbecue sauce, I'm going to put it on 10 more minutes to cook. And then I'm gonna use some of this, the spicy honey barbecue sauce. What are you talking about? Okay, we're gonna stir this up. It's looking good, it's smelling good. Okay, I don't think we need any more barbecue sauce. That's good enough. So I'm gonna put the top back on it. I'm gonna cook it for 10 more minutes and then she'll be done. And then I'll show you what the finished product looks like. Okay, talk to you in a minute. Okay guys, after 3 more minutes in the pressure cooker, this is how the meat looks. So I will come back to show you how I make my pulled pork burger or sandwich with some coleslaw. Okay guys, so here's my finished plate, and all I did was put it on a hamburger bun. You can put the coleslaw on top of the pulled pork, but I like it like this. So I'm about to get my grub on. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to please rate, comment, subscribe. Bye.